case of your dollar on dollar towards the bottom. Once you were matter on Shabbos, so on and so forth, so already you should be matir chayvu b'shar mitzvah shel Torah. You should be mechayev him in other mitzvahs. He's referring over here to Tashmi Shamita, to be mechayev mitzvah seina. So chayisha he tartala. You allowed him to eat basur, yayin, and so on, even though there's no mitzvah. So chayolam lakoshikain, if there's a chiyev of eina, so for sure he should be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shemri b'shem ben Levi, says indeed Allah, b'shem ben Gamliel, that there is no Isser on Dvarim Shabbatina, the novel on Shabbos. And therefore, if it's a chiyuv of Aina, should be me a kain, is a mitzvah of Aina.
It's chay olam because it produces the next generation?
No, it's chay olam is a mitzvah. That's why mostly. So, nimsar l'rabim. So, once the mate has been given over into the hands of the Chevra Kadisha, the rabbim take charge of the mate, at that point, the onin is no longer an onin, because he's not the one who's personally now being metapol in the kvura. So at that moment, it's already ochel basar v'shota yayin, and he's not called a onin. Nimsar lechatafim, those that carry the mate to the beit hakvarot, which today is their professionals, it's the equivalent of commission in Sar l'Rabim. That's our modern equivalent at the time of the Yerushalmi to the taking over of the Rabim of the Shas Akvura, where they would actually come and pick up the mate from the house. Continuing on now with the bright
end. The
din of Aninut would end the moment that he's no longer being metapol, it's out of his hands. Once it's out of his hands, he's not an Aninut.
So, you could do things like take a shower.
Right, there's no chiyuv of avigut yet, and there's no chiyuv of aninut. It's in the middle. Ovel b'shabbat arishona, eino holech l'beit hakneset. This is the brayta that we had from that was brought in yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf in the Bavli from Masechet Tzmachot. So b'shabbat arishona eino holech l'beit hakneset at all. B'shnei holech l'beit hakneset eino yoshev b'mekomo. This doesn't mean the Shabbat according to Rashi. It means the first week. But he's Mishana is Mokam Kavua. Bishlishit Yoshe b'mekomo, but Einu Medaber. If he's used to giving a Shir Barabim, he's not, doesn't give a Shir Barabim. Again, we mentioned there that some Rishonim hold that's only if he's Yoshe b'mekomo, but if he changes Mekomo, then he can. In other words, one or the other. He can't be both Yoshe b'mekomo and be Derish Barabim. And the Revi'it Shavela Choladam was with Yudaimer. Shabbat Rishana, everybody's coming to him. Well, you don't need to say that he isn't Yotzi to others. I mean, obviously he's not Yotzi to others. Ela Hashniya Yarishana. What's meant over here by Rishana is the second week. That even the second week is not Yotzi Patar Beto. Hashlishit Yashniya. Harevi'it Yashlishit. So they're going to him only the Chamishit. This is a lesson that we have in the Bavli. The Chamishit is Kecholada. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he holds Avil b'Shabbat Rishana, Olech b'Beit HaKnesset, Ve'eni Yoshev b'Mekomo, Yishniya Yoshev b'Mekomo, Ve'eno Medaber, B'Shlishit Shavel L'Chol Adam. So he's Mekel, so three shittas. Rabbi Yosher ben Levi, Omer Alokha, Kedivrei Mi Shehu Mosif Yamim. The Alokha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who added days, and didn't subtract the days. Hari Shabbat Matzah Avil b'Toch Beito. This again continues the sugya from where it was at in the Bavli, where we're a couple of daf behind, unfortunately, because we missed a few dafim. So someone comes and finds that they're sitting avilut in his home. So one of his relatives died. So if he comes the second day or the third day, mashlim imahem, so he completes his shiva when the rest of the family completes the shiva, even though he didn't keep the first 2 days. But once he arrives beyond the third day, he has to be bein elatz and start shiva from the beginning. Whereas the correct yourself here is Rabbi Shimon on there, afilu b'shvi'i mashlim imahem. Rabbi Shimon holds even if he comes on yom hashvi'i, he also can count with them. Rabbi Shimon Levi omer aloch Rabbi Shimon, but only she'en gadol hamishpacha. Dafka, if that person who's coming is not the Gadol HaMishpacha, but rather comes and finds the Gadol HaMishpacha sitting with the family, so he's Nigra after the Gadol HaBayit. which is the Bavli's word, is Gedola Bayit. Im haya Gedola Mishpacha, if he himself was a Gedola Mishpacha, so then he's never Nigra with them. Then Monela Atzmo, he can't be Mashlim with the others because he stands on his own. Ki Hadar of Money, Horel Rabar Menaya. Here Rabar Menaya came and found this exact Maisa, and found people sitting Shiva already in the house. And he told him, Ramona told him, Mikivan Shahat, Gadol Mishpacha, Manevatzbacha. Since you over here, the greatest one in the family, you can't be Semich on counting with them. And also, where do we say that the Gadol Mishpacha is Meineli Atzma Davka, Bishalaharu Lorov Panim, where most of the city has not come in the days that they were being Yoshev Shiva. Aval im her eu lo rov panim. If the days that he was sitting Shiva, most of the cities most of the people have already come. So even there, the Gadol HaMishpacha becomes part of the Avilut of the Bnei HaMishpacha, because it's as if the Rabbim has already accepted that the Shiva is over. And now who's going to come now to the Menachemim? Not lo lemerchat. And when the rest of the Avelim now get up on the seventh day, so he goes with them and goes to the merchats. Kada Ravuna or the Achiv the Rav Yehuda Bar Zavdi, the Gadol HaMishpacha was the brother of Rav Yehuda Bar Zavdi. He came and he found them in the Toch Beisa, and he said, "Halacha Lamaisa, Ravuna Paska to them that Mikivan Shira LaRov Ponim Not to the merchats." Once most of the city has already come in the days that they were sitting Shiva. So he becomes part of them, and they get up on the seventh day. He gets up together with them, even if it was only 5 minutes. And he goes to the Marifats together with them. It says in the Braita that when they're taking a mate from one location to another, to go on Elan the Kavrin, the Beit Shariyah, like the people who bring to Beit Shaarim, and they bring the mateen from various places. Beit Shaarim, of course, was the Mokom of the Hashivas, to bury the Beis Anosi and the Chachomim Gedalim. So what's
Roberts from Yemen,
really?
Mesopotamia to Anatolia, it's astonishing.
Wow. All in Beit Shaarim.
All in Beit Shaarim. Their inscriptions.
Wow.
There's a mat at the entrance, like just showing like the whole world in verse 7.
It's amazing. So here's that's Mamish, like this is the Moshe. Even the Kavari Bebei Sharim. Itana itana elo shekan munim shiyatza hamet. So those who are not going along with the Orin, they begin counting the Shiva from the moment that the mate has been removed from the house. Because since they're no longer involved in the Kvura for them, it's the equivalent of Stimata Golel. And the ones who are going along with the mate, literally, Stimata Golel. Rashi always learns that it's the top of the Orin. Tosfos learns that it's the what we call the Matseva, the upper stone. And if they're not going to be Meniach, that, so then it's the closing up of the kever with the dirt. And Istanoi, Tane, there are others who learned that in both cases, Eilevelo Mishi Satema Golel, that even those who are not following to the Beit HaKvarot, they wait until Stimata Golel, either when it's in town, so that people come back and tell them, or they can be Meshire when the Kvura was. Rabbi Simon Bishim Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, Hakol Holech Achar Gedola Mishpacha, as we see. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rav Asi explains that this meant that Hakol Ochinach Gedol Abayit, meaning Davka L'Chumrin, Mal Chumrin, meaning what? What's the Chumrin? That Im Hayah Gedol HaMishpacha Kan, if the one who was the Gedol did not go together with the maize, so then Elu Shekan Mani Mishi Yatzah Hamed, the ones that are here count from the Tzias Hamed, Ve'elu Shesham Mani Mishi Satem HaGolel, the ones who went to be Kever, count only with the Stimata Golel. Whereas Ima Ya Gedol HaMishpacha Sham, if the Gedol HaMishpacha was going with the Kfura, so then it's Lachumra that both Eilav Eilu Moni Mishi Satema Golel, they have to wait that extra time because it always follows the Rosh HaMishpacha. So then they'll have to wait to start the Avelos after the actual burial. Kehada Gamliel Zuga, Gamliel, the famous glassmaker. The Makat Achte, his sister died, and Salak Hillel Ime. So Hillel, the was the Gadol HaBayis, went together with the body of the sister. Omar Le Rabbi Monis, Ramana told Hillel that Mikivan Sha'at Gadol HaMishpacha Kate Salak Gavachicha Avishalav Sandalecha. Since you're the Gadol HaMishpacha, so when you come back after the Kfura to your brother Gamliel, who was now left behind, at that time begin the Avelis also for the brother. Because everything follows the Gadol HaMishpacha. What's the din when a mace is moved from one kever to the other? So one Tana learns that the Shiva begins with the original Stimata Golel, but the first time that he was buried. And the other one says that the Shiva is counted after the second burial. Rabbi Yonah Adelei Uvda, it was a mace by Rabbi Yonah that they moved one of his krovim from one kever to another. Shol Rabbi Chanina Chavan de Rabbanan. So he asked Rabbi Chanina, the Chavrei de Rabbanan, and he told him, Omale Mishisatema Galela Rishon, you count from the first burial. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a maisa, Havala Yuvda, where they moved the mace from one kever to another. Shoal Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Ami, and Omra Le Mishisatema Galela Shini. That the Shiva begins with the second burial. Also the Gabbai, so when Rabbi Yirmiya came in front of Rabbi Chananya, Omar Le Lechumra Horelech, they were machmer on you, because the truth is that the real Shiva begins from the Mishi Satema Galela Rishon. I don't know why they wanted to put you through this, but they were machmer on you for no reason. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Trey, and Amri. Hadadat Amra, where do we have a machlokas if you begin from the first stimata golel, the second? That's only if the second stimata golel was betoch Shiva. So then it's as if the Shiva begins, because it was never a completed burial. It's just a temporary burial. They couldn't get Rishus to move the mace, whatever it is. So if it's betoch Shiva, then it's a tzad to begin the Shiva actually with the second burial. Avalacha Shiva kvar avraha. Once the mate was buried and they sat Shiva, there's no such thing as sitting Shiva again. Everybody is made that the Stimata Golel Rishon certainly is the time that the Shiva begins. And not only that, the Tana holds that the Shiva begins Bishisatema Golel Sheni is Dafka when the original intent was that it was only a temporary burial. At the time of the original burial, the intent was to move him out of this kever as soon as it's possible. And that was going to be a day later, 2 days later, so then he says the avodah doesn't begin. And only then afterwards they decide they get an opportunity, whatever it is, they're going to move him to Haraz Esim, whatever the case was, then even he's made it, for sure. It's Mishisatema Golel Rishon. Nobody would argue in such case. Kahada Gamliel, the Kunate, this fellow Gamliel from Kunute, Kavini Kursae Gabon, the people, and where he was, it was Kursa, I think it was a place today called Kursa, buried him. There, in Botachata Yumin, after 3 days, in Luchan Masuriate, after 3 days, they decided that they had a chance to take him and to bury him in his own town. So Atan Rishalot Rabbi Simon, they asked Rabbi Simon what the din is of the Shiva, whether the first day is counted or whether the Shiva begins again. Marlon Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mekivan Shalonatatim Da'atem Lefanato. Since the original Kvura was not Aldas to take him, even though Lemaisi ended up taking him, definitely it's Mishi Satema Galela Rishon, and the first 3 days counted for the Avilut. And Yeshua, who was the Achuye to Durai, he had a mace, Avila Yuvda, that they moved the mace from one kever to another kever, and he came and asked for the Avud. Omarle, Mishi Satema Golela Sheni. Omarle, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha told Rabbi Avud that Imcha Haiti, I was together with you, and together we asked Rabbi Avduma de Min Haifa, and he said that the din was Mishi Satema Golela Rishon. So what are you paskening the opposite for? We have to shail ourselves. Well, my lace Rabbi Avu told Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Ana lo shamit. I never heard that from Rav Avodina. If you heard it, Im Shamat, if you're sure that's what you heard, so poke for it, go out and give a shir and tell them that that's not the case. I'm not standing on my covet. I don't remember such a mice in my hearing from Rav Avodina. Should we stop or we can go on? I just thought it's called my. I don't want to keep people here. This is all catch-up work. Ask the Gemara. Minai lebo minatayr shiva. Where do you see a remez davel shivas yamim? Because it says vayas liaviv avel shivat yamim. They brought Yaakov Avinu to bring him to the Mamaras Amach Peva. So they made an avelus for shivas yamim. Now obviously that wasn't really avelus. It's a beautiful meshechach one. It wasn't really avelus. It was before the kfura. So Meshech Chachma says, that's why it says, Avel Gadol Lul Mitzrayim. Because the Mitzrayim were going to go back. They didn't go into the Maraz HaMach Pelos. For the Mitzrayim, that was Chazoras Pneim from Avula de Nechuzah. And so they were going. So therefore, it's a big Avelus to the Mitzrayim. But the Jews weren't sitting Avelus then. Because that was before the Kura. It's a beautiful thing. I didn't say Avel Gadol Mitzrayim. You're not even smiling. It's just that's not nice. It's beautiful. They were holding back, going back. What's that? The land of the maps. What? Vilamainim, Dover, Kaitim, the Matan Terra. How can you learn that from the Avil Siakov Avina, which was before Matan Terra, which wasn't part of its Sivui? I mean, it's a seaport in the Terra. You can't learn out from before the din of the Terra. It's Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, Bashem, Rabbi Zira. He learns it from somewhere else. Shamalan Minhada. He learns that the correct verse is this. Upetach ha'amoy teshvu yaman v'layla shivat yamim u'shamartem et mishmeret Hashem. What's the mishmeret Hashem? Kishem sheshimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al'alamot shiva. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat shiva, so to speak, on the world before the Mabul, kach atem shimru alachichem shiva. But it's the two pshatim. Elo yimei avelo shel mezuzah shelach, and then there's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shiva, lo
mar shiva siyamim. I'm saying that the meaning of the word mezuzah might be meitzo shelach.
Meaning?
He sent forth his dead?
I know what the words mean. I mean, meaning.
I don't know. It's just like this advance. I don't know.
Fascinating. Think about it. So too, you should sit in advance. Avelus. Minayin sheshimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu alama shiva. Where do you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said shiva? It says, Vayila shiva sayamim umei amabula yu'al ha'aretz. So it means that he must have been sitting. What is happening? Kodim shemes hameis. That's weird. I mean, what we're going to learn out now within to sit Avelus before the guy even dies. I mean, so why was he in shiva? Because Bosav Adam sheinu odeyam ha'atid liyot. So, okay. Bosav Adam can't sit shiva in advance. So he no mitabela chiyamuta met, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu shu yodei amati biyot. So he was shimer alamay adarabba. It's a greater thing to be shimer before the event, which gives you the chashimas. So Easter boy meimar. Others want to say that this shivas yomim were yomei avelo shel mitushelach atzadik, and that wasn't for the mabul, but it was because of the schus of mitushelach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was tailor to the eilam, hoping that they would do teshuva. I learn it from somewhere else. I learn it from the pasuk Shemen Mishchas Hashem Aleichem after the death of Nadav Avihu. So there it says, "Mipesach Amar Lo Teitzu Ki Shemen Mishchas Hashem Aleichem." So even though the pashas over there is not, don't be mechalal the Shemen Mishcha, which is on you, but we can learn that it means don't be yotze la avelut. And since it was compared to the Shemana Mishka, so Kishem Shenitravita Mishemana Mishka Kol Shiva, we know that all of the 7 days of the Miluyim up to the 8th day, they used the Shemana Mishka to create the Kuhuna. So Kachatem Shemu Alachechem Kol Shiva. That's what it's saying. You should be there Kishemana Mishka the same way, not because Shemana Mishka is a Kodesh, but rather the same way that Shemana Mishka is a Kodesh. Was Shivas Yamin. So you should not keep these dinim the same way that the avelus would be for Shivas Yom. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan learns it from somewhere else. Where Moshe Rabbeinu is mispala, Miriam says, "Al not ketihika meit," and the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tisager Shivas Yamim. So that means that the Mitzorah was Choshev Kameis. Moshe was Mispalo Al Noti Kameis, so she should become now freed of the death. And you see the Tefillah only helped after Shivas Yamim. So apparently it's a din of Shivas Yamim on Ameis. Ma Yamei Hezger Shivas, comparing it over here to Misa. Af Yamei Amei Shiva. Chad Bar Rebbe Yomar, there was one of the Chachomim who said, Hadin Rebbe Yochanan, Kameder of Shimon Ben Lakish, he said over this drosh of Shivas Yamim from the Al Nadi Kameis in front of Resh Lakish. He didn't like it. Lo Kabbal Alei. Omar, he said, Hocha over the Hezger. You're talking about over here making it a Mitzerah Muzgar. Vahochat Avad Lehechet. Later on, we see that Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see in a moment, he brings it, that Rabbi Yochanan used this to compare Miriam to Mitzerah Muchletet. The Om Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yana, Al Not Hikameit, Ma Yimei Meit Enon Eilin, in the same way that when a Nazir was Tomei, those days do not count him towards the Yimei Nazir, so he has to start his Naziris over again, Haf Yimei Hechleit Enon Eilin. So he learns from here that the when a Nazir became Tomei, the Tumas Hechlet of Tzaraz, it won't count towards Naziris. Tainas Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan can't make up his mind over here. I mean, if he's saying Tisager, Shivas Yamim, he's comparing it to Hezger. Over there he learns that it's a din in Hechlet. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, and Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Chanina also, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, they learned the din of Shiva from somewhere else. Vayitmu Yimei B'chi Evel Meisha. Why does it have to say, it says, Vayivku B'nei Yisrael Esmei Shabar B'smei of Shloshim Yer. So why does it say, Vayitmu Yimei B'chi Evel Meisha? Must be that Yimei refers to the Shiva, and that's the Shiva's Yimei Avela. So B'chi now is a minimum of Shnayim. So that means the two first days are Miyuchet for the take of Avelas, which we used in the Bavli for the Limud of the 2 days before the regal, that that's considered to be the Yikr, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, it followed by Shammai, that that's the... Yeah, but it says that from the third day, and the third day included, that means that there's a more Hashivas the first 2 days. Aval, the Shloshim, the Avelus of the Shloshim, is the Avelus that is only Merumas over here. We're east of Machlefin, some say the other way around. Yimei is 2 days. So Yimei B'chiyato is not a remnant of the entire period of Shloshim Yom. That's the two Yomim HaRishayim, which is the strongest time. And the B'chi is Shivas Yomim. Ovel, Shloshim Yom, that's the din of the B'chi Evel Meisha. So the Evel is the 30 days that is referring to over here. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, B'Shem, Rabbi Yudin Nishaya. They learn it out from the place where we learned it out in the Bavli. The Afachti Chagichem le'Evel. So the, you see that we compare Chag to Evel. Just like Yimei Achag Shiva, Af Yimei Evel Shiva. Eskrev after Rabbi Chiyah Barba, why don't we say Yimei Achag Shmona because of Shmini Atzeres, and therefore there should be 8 days of Avelut. It's not included in the Yimei Achag HaSukkos, and therefore you can only learn Shivas Yomi. So then how do you know you have a right to learn it from Sukkos? Maybe learn it from Shavuos and say Matzeres Yom Echad Afayidol Yom Echad. So let's already learn out that it's only one day. We do. Enochinami. There is a din of Avigot. It's only one day. Mikan the Shmur Rechoka. Indeed, the din is that a Shmur Rechoka is only Yom Echad, and this is the basis. But partially it's compared to Atzeret, and partially it's compared to Chag of Chag HaSukkos. V'tonikein, and the Brisa did says, Shmuel Krova, Yesh L'Shiva V'Shloshim. As long as it's B'Tor Shloshim Yom, then there's a din of Shiva V'Shloshim, but Rechoka ain't not Shiva V'Shloshim. So over there, the Avelis is only Yom Echad. Istanai Tani, one Brisa says that the Shmuel Krova means B'tor Shloshim and Rechoka is Liat Shloshim. Oops, running out of time here. One moment, I have to erase something. V'itanoi Tana. There's another Tana who learns. then actually that Shmua Ukraiva is B'toch Shemasar Chedesh, and Rechaik is Liachar Shemasar Chedesh, and that's the only time it's Yom Echad. And Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Aloch HaKadiv Rabbi Shloim HaShmua Ukraiva B'toch Shloshim, Rechaik Liachar Shloshim. So what about the correct years is this? Harei Sheshama Shemet Lo Met Berega Lo Yispiku Yimei Rega Latzeit HaShashum Lo Shloshim. Somebody who heard during the Rega that a mace died, and then it was Naseis Rechaika after the regal, so by the time he could sit Shiva, it was already a Shmuel Rechaika. So Chavraya Amri, the Kibbutz Shema, Beto Shloshim, Meni Shivali Afra Shloshim. So some of the Chavirim said that there must be a din of Shiva because he already heard Beto Shloshim. Or Marlon, Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. The Kibbutz Shema, Pshashani Yochel Yisabel. The time of the Shmia, it's not Shaykh to say that he really could respond to the Abelis because he heard about it during the regal. So therefore, the first time that he can really respond, it's already Rechoka. So it's Kamisha, Shabbalei Achash version. Yom Echad Bilvad. There's, in this case, only Yom Echad. Rabbi Ide from Kisari, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, said, how about if the Shmua Kreva was on Shabbos and after Shabbos, it was after Shloshim? Korea L'macharu Mitabel. And then the next day, which is after Shloshim, we should keep Shiva. Omar Rabbi Hananya, that's not true. Eino Mitabel, this has a din of Shmua Rechaika, he doesn't keep a normal Shiva, he keeps only Yom Echad. Omele Ramonis, Ramonis said to Rabbi Hananya, so this is ridiculous. According to you, you're saying that he's Kareya. If he's Kareya, how can there be Kriya without Avelis? Yesh Kriya b'lo Avelis. Shekein al Aviv v'al Imay afilu yachar kama chayav likroa. Absolutely. We find that al Aviv v'al Imay, even after Yud Beis Chedesh, he's Kareya, even though there's no din of sitting Shiva. Rabbi Avu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zafilu Tfeila, Tfeila, also Tiglachat. The case of a Sheni, let's say his grandson dies, and his son is an other. So now the grandfather keeps Avelut together with his son, Kehada Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Kesaria, like Rabbi Mona was in Kesaria, where he heard that his grandson was Nifter, V'yozal V'safar, and he went ahead and he took a haircut. Amulei, so they asked him, Lokin Alfen Rebbe, didn't you yourself baskin? You taught us that a filu tfeila bitfeila also betiglachas. A secondary, a father to a son, on the son to the father, is also also betiglachas. On my loan, that's only be'inadavi gabein. That's tafka when it's befunav. Then it becomes nitfa because it didn't recover of the other. But I'm over here in a different city. So non law of Inagabe, since I wasn't with him, I'm allowed to be Megaleach. Rabbi Vadima Bartuvia B'Shem Rabbi Avu, Ve'afilu Tfeila Litfeila Chayav Likroa. The Omer Rabbi Avu, the truth is that okay, this is the next piece doesn't really fit. Even this is the Omer doesn't really fit the following piece. Heyanek Dom, when Hashem tells Yechestel that he should not be Noyeg Avelus on his wife like other Avelim. So means Bercha Chavoshalecha, Na'alacha Tasim Raglecha, Lo Ta'atel Safan. So from here we learn that the norm is Mikan Shotzarech Litzvoach. It's a completely different understanding of the Pasuk and the Bavli. We learn Heyanek Dom means that Yechezkel was told that despite the fact he's not going to keep the other Yonim of Avelis, but that the Heyanek Dom not to be Isaac in Divrei Torah, that he shouldn't be Shalom B'Shalom, to be Mare, that he's an Avel, so that at least they should know that he's an Avel who's wearing shoes and who's not keeping the Dinim of Avel. So that's how Tosis is explaining. Now that's the meaning of Heyanek Dom. But here in the contrary, Yerushalmi understands Heyanek Dom means do not cry. There was Mashman, a normal Avel, is supposed to be Davka, cry out loud, to show his tzar. And Yechezkel, who was being told, do not keep Avelut on this girl that you married, is not supposed to show Avelut. So Mikan.
He didn't show.
Right. Yeah. So shut up, essentially. So since he was told to Yechezkel, Yanek Don, so Mashma, that a normal Avel Sarah Litzvah. Yeah, beautiful diak from Rabbi Yaakov. By Aaron, Tavka, that Vayidam is a raya that he didn't express any of it. Then he says to Yecheska, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheska, that Evel lo ta'aseh lecha, so mikan, in other words, that you should tzorech misava, since it's a misim Evel lo ta'aseh lach, so other people do have to be mitava. Since Yecheska is told to wear his tefillin, pe'erech ha'kavosh alecha, yisteah debo yameima el tefillin, there's some who want to say that what is the pe'er? That's the tefillin. Because it's a covenant of tiferes, it's Ra'u Kala Me'art Kishem Hashemel Me'erkech Nikra Alecha V'Yirul Mimecha. So as the Gemara brought in Brachas, that Eilu Tzvilon Shibarosh. So some want to learn that's the meaning, that Yecheskel is told, you cannot keep the dinim of Avelut, therefore you should be wearing Tzvilon. And some learn that this means, Perachal, you're beautiful, begonim. So Yistabay Me'mar Zehagilus, which means that a normal Avel cannot wear begodim Meguatzim. So, man, the Omer Elo Atfilin. So, Ima Atfilin, the Shnei Yomim, Avavel, the Shnei Yomim. So, Tfilin, and Avavel is Aser, 2 days. So, then you're going to say all of the Inyonim of Avelis is 2 days. And if you're going to say that it's a Giyutz, so then you should learn out from here that Giyutz, and then we pass from Giyutz to Shloshim Yom. So, does that mean all these other Dimim account for 30 days? If this would be the Pakam of the Limud, is something that is inconsistent. How is it that we learn out that Perech HaChavush Alecha is a reference to Tefillin, and yet Halacha L'maisa, the Din of Esir Tefillin is only the first 2 days, and we even said Yom HaSheni, we passed in the Yutam. So then all of the Dinim should be only 2 days. Or all of the Dinim should be for a full 30 days. So this Limud is a funny Limud then. If Yecheskel was told to wear his shoes, so then means other Avelim cannot wear shoes. If Yecheskel was told velo ta'ate al safan, it means a normal Avel should tzarech b'chasot et panav, does have to cover his face. So if that's the case, v'chisenu milora, since it says al safan, so why does he have to be mechase the whole bottom part of his face? Why isn't it enough just to say lota tel safam? How did we translate the safam to be all of the area that you're supposed to, one is supposed to cover all the way up to the beard, which is not below? Amrav chista de lo yitav an amri pumi avichashash. If he just covers his mouth until his mustache, so it looks like he's got a problem with his mouth and he's bandaging it. It's not clear that it's a dinin avelis. It looks like he's got maybe a cold sore on his lips. So therefore he has to cover beyond. Furthermore, getting back to the pasuk, since Yecheskel was told, v'lechem anashim lo tochal, mikan shaktanim ochin meitzel gdolim, since Yecheskel was told not to eat from other people, so apparently other people mean that even the simple people would normally bring the gadol to eat, because Yecheskel was way beyond the people that were around him, and it's only because of this pasuk that he's told not to accept siddur sevara. But normally the din would be that he would eat by the ketani. U'minayin shagdolim ha'ochin etzel ketani. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, k'siv kiko amar Hashem al tavo beit mizrach. Don't come, mizrach. Don't come to somebody who is a mar, mizach v'dashnet, someone who is miserable, his mind is like just detached. So since Yirmiyahu was told by Hashem, don't go to such a place, apparently his norm was that he would go to from place to place, even though obviously the people that are going to are not as great as he is, but his minute was to go to the Menachem Avelin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, do not go to a mar v'zach. Okay, I think we've done more than our share for today.